This is Phil Farron, and I am driving to the airport. I am not driving home. had a little trip come up. This last weekend, my buddy, Charles McDonald, my godson, who is heading, and my buddy, who is heading to L.A. to seek his fame and fortune, one of his buddies was going to drive out there with him. And one of his buddies decided that he couldn't make the trip after all. And so, I am going with him. So, we are taking off here in like, 45 minutes or so. And we are going to try to make Amarillo. More on that in a minute. Anyways, and by the way, there's going to be an interruption. I normally don't do interruptions in these, but one last task to complete before I'm good to go. So I'm going to go ahead and get that done on the way out to the airport. It's been a good week. Things have been puttering along. I'm working in SharePoint 2010 now, learning lots and lots of new things. And that's always kind of interesting because I always try to give the company good money for the dollar. And whenever you're learning new things, sometimes you get twisting in the wind a little bit, but they understand that, and, you know, we've been through enough of these new things now that the goal, hopefully, is to learn a lot of stuff and share a lot of stuff with the rest of the guys that are up there, and so there will be less twisting in the wind as we proceed, hopefully. But all in all, got a lot of good things accomplished this week. Anyways, in other news, I'm going to the airport, so this should be interesting. We're going to try to break the trip up in over about 2.5 days, and I'm not actually going to be making the trip all the way to LA with him. I was checking plane schedules and fares and all that kind of stuff, and the best way that I could do this without losing too much work was to go ahead and part ways with Charles and Las Vegas. So he's still going to have about a 4-hour drive to actually get into LA, but at least I'll be with him for most of the trip. So tonight, well, here just in a little bit, we're leaving for Amarillo. We're going to try to make Amarillo in about 8.5 hours, so that should put us in there about midnight. And then tomorrow, we're going to try to get from Amarillo to Flagstaff, because that's about 8 hours or so. And then if we get in enough time to Flagstaff, we're going to go ahead and try to get up to the Grand Canyon and back for just a quick jaunt. I haven't ever seen it. Charles has been there a couple of times, but I'd like to see it as long as we're that close. So we're going to do a quick detour up there. And then on Saturday, we're going to go ahead and drive into Las Vegas. That should be about 6-ish hours or so. And put us into Las Vegas, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And then my flight leaves at 1 a.m., Sunday morning. So we're going to, the plan is to kick around in Las Vegas for several hours. And Charles has never been to Las Vegas, and I've been there a couple of times. And so we'll go around and hit the highlights and see the sights. And then he'll drop me off at the airport. And I think he has some family who live in Las Vegas. So he'll be able to stay with them, I hope, Saturday night, early Sunday morning while I'm flying back, and then you'll get up Sunday and go ahead on in. So hopefully it'll make the trip a little shorter for him. We are planning a few little things. For one thing, I have enabled Google Latitude on my phone and put a badge out on philfarron.com/podcast. So if you happen to listen to this over the next few days, it's July the 21st, and we're going to be traveling the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, So if you happen to be listening to this in 2011, between July 21st through 23rd, if you'll go out to philferrand.com/podcast, there's actually a map out there that shows my current position. So that's fun. And in addition to that, we are going to try to set up a webcam out the windshield of the car and set it on like a 5-second delay so that it's taking one picture every 5 seconds on a time lapse, and then just record our trip out there. So that should be fun. I'm trying to think of ways that we could make it interesting when we switch drivers. So I suppose if you knew it was taking a picture every 1 second, you could sort of count it off and then very, very slowly walk around the car. Because if you just walk around the car, I don't think we're even going to... We might show up in 2 frames, but 2 frames in a 30 frame, it would just be like a blip and we'd be gone. So we may try to figure out. I got to talk to Charles about that. We may try to figure something out. I am at the Walmart Supercenter. I'm going to go ahead and pause this and run in real quick because I have to get some quarters. We're going through Oklahoma and I want to make sure that we have enough quarters and everything's good to go there. So I will be back. One moment. Okay, I am back, but I just happen to think I should probably text Charles and let him know that I am on my way. So, sorry about this, one moment. And I'm really hoping I remember the way to get to the airport. I think I do. They moved it. I know you're thinking, you don't know the way to get to the airport. They moved it. It used to be out easy, and now it's, like, in a different spot. Hang on, wait a minute. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Here we go. Okay, on my way to the, dead air. Airport. Okay. Anyways, so we have to come up with some ways to make this fun. So we're going to videotape, and Charles doesn't know this yet, but we're going to try to come up with some ways to, going to try to come up with some ways to do the exchange. I have downloaded 10 different versions of Route 66. Oh, and I just happened to think, when I shut this off, I'm telling you about, yes, if you go onto the website when it's such, such, except I'm going to be gone, so I'm not even going to upload this till I get back. So, by the time you hear this, it will be too late, and you won't be able to go out and see the badge. Sorry. Anyways, so we're going to do that. And then, just watching to make sure I don't get run over in Walmart parking lot. I've downloaded like 10 different versions of the song Get Your Kicks on Route 66. So we got a little traveling tunes. And I have also downloaded a bunch of podcasts. I was asking my good friend and son-in-law, Alan Beauchamp, what he listens to when he drives around. And he says that he listens to audiobooks some, and he described some of the audiobooks that he had. And he very graciously offered to loan me his iPod so that I could listen to the audiobooks that he has on his iPod. And I said, no, because the last thing I wanted to do is lose his iPod. That would be bad. But in the meantime, he mentioned that there were some podcasts that he listens to. So I downloaded some of those. One of them looks actually pretty interesting. It's called How Stuff Works, or why stuff works or something. Anyways, and they have done a bunch of podcasts. They're like real professional podcasters. You know, it's not like me, who's just kind of making stuff up as I'm going along. They actually have real topics, and they do real research, and they have two guys that talk about these topics, having become well-versed in these topics, and so, yeah, it's definitely not like me. So I'm looking forward to see how the pros do this, but Lands, I think, I don't know how many hours of those that I've got downloaded now on my phone, and Charles has this really cool thing that will link to your phone and then rebroadcast it to your FM radio. It's called a Motorola Roadster, I think, and we were playing with it last night. I always like to make sure all the technology's gonna work. So we were playing with that last night, and seems to work fine, so that's cool. So we're gonna do that, and also I had a buddy tell me that as long as we were going to be out that way, that we should drop by the Painted Forest and the Petrified Forest. So we'll see what kind of time frame we have and timeline that we have. And, you know, maybe we'll try to do that. Maybe we won't. It's interesting. Last night, the battery went out on Charles's car. A rather inauspicious beginning. So, you know, there's that little thing in the back of your head that's going, you know what's going to happen? This is going to be terrible. The car's going to break down. You know, but whatever happens, happens. I mean, the worst that could happen is we'd have an accident and, you know, die, and then we'd go see Jesus. So that's not exactly the worst. Or his car might break down. And then we would get stuck somewhere, and then I would miss my plane flight on that early Sunday morning. But, you know, at the end of the day, in 50,000 years, the money that I spent for that ticket, it's not going to be that big of a deal, you know? I can recover from that. The Lord has blessed me. I have a few resources. So, you know, we're going to make every effort to actually get there on time and make that flight. But, you know, if we don't make the flight, it's not going to be the end of the world. I'll just get another flight. So, you know, there's certainly a lot of things that can go wrong when you're going to be on the road for 22 hours or so. By the same token, there's a lot of things that can go right. And one of the things I'm sort of looking forward to on this trip is to just keeping our awareness up of the people who are around us, because obviously we will be stopping at times, and we want to be aware of the people that are around us, be ready to have a kind word and a greeting. And I think, you know, that could be cool. I had a little moment this morning. I had to run in and get a plug that has extra plugs on it because I'm bringing along a car AC adapter. And from the sounds of it, we're going to have quite a bit of stuff plugged into that because in order for the latitude tracking to work, I have to have my cell phone turned on with latitude on. And, you know, that means that my GPS is going to be on, which will wear down my battery, so I really need to have it on charger, so that's one. And then if we do the whole webcam thing, the laptop is going to have to be on charger, so that's two. And Charles is doing his cell phone on latitude as well, so that's going to need to be on charger. That's three. And then if we play a bunch of stuff out of my iPhone, which isn't my main phone, it's my backup phone, that's probably going to have to be on charger. That's four. So we're going to have enough outlets that we're going to need that I thought, you know, you better bring along the charger and you better get some adapters. So I got some adapters that allow us to plug multiple things in. And as I was walking into Walmart this morning, it was just before 7. A lady was walking up to the Walmart doors, and they didn't open. This is Walmart, Supercenter. And she stopped, and she looked at them, and I walked up. They didn't open either. I said, how can this be? How can Walmart not be open? And she said, oh, they just haven't opened these doors yet. So we walked around to the other side. So that gave me, 15, 20 seconds. And we chit-chatted a little bit about this, that, and the other, and a nice time was had by all. So, you know, looking for those moments when you can just share a kindness with someone. Just share a hello, etc., etc. I am looking for, I think I get off on, oh, my beloved is calling me. I will call her back in a moment. So, you know, we can look along and we can find those kindnesses and we can share with people. Yay, Springfield Regional Branson Airport. I am on the right road. Yay. Good. I've only been out here a couple of times since they moved the airport, so I'm a little confused sometimes as to where we should be. And if we just pay attention, I think we're going to have some opportunities to say hello. As I was wandering into Walmart just now to get some quarters, there was a Latino man who was coming walking out. Because surprisingly enough, we have quite a few Latino workers in Springfield, Missouri. And he was walking out, and I was walking right toward him, so I kept my head up and stuff. And when he looked at me, I smiled and greeted him. How are you today, sir? And he said, good, thank you. Have a great day. You know, just simple. Simple little things. To just say, hey, human, I'm a human too. We're all in this together. I hope your day goes well. And so it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see what kind of encounters we have. And I'm looking forward to seeing the Grand Canyon. And Charles is looking forward to seeing Las Vegas. We have a lot of dry, flat land between here and there. But it will be just fine. And this first leg of the trip, once the heat gets off the day, it will be better. Because, oh, rats. No, I just went the wrong way. Pull it up, back it up. Thank you, Jesus. I just had a little whisper that went, wait, don't turn that way. You need to turn the other way. I happened to look down the road. The other day, my wife had called me, and she couldn't get the garage door open. And she had loaded all her stuff up in the van to take to the church, because they were having a garage sale. I mean, she had everything loaded in the van. She couldn't get the garage door open. And it's a van, so it's hard to reach up and over and pull the string. And she said, I think the lightning took out my garage door opener. And I went, oh, rats, because it's right in the middle of the day for me. And I said, can you open it manually? And she said, no, not really. I can't reach it. And I said, well, is John, our neighbor boy, is John there? And she said, well, maybe. And I was just getting ready to hang up the phone with her when Jesus whispered and said, ground fault. And I went, oh, right. And I said, wait. I said, I just got a tickle. I said, check to see if the ground fault is popped. And so I told her where it was, and she checked on it. Sure enough, it was. I said, push it back in. You got light? She said, yeah. I said, see if you can open it. Ta-da! Yay! So we were rejoicing over the fact that we actually got that taken care of so she could go ahead and get gone. As I was I just passed a historic Route 66 marker, and it was interesting when I was looking at this trip. I had mentioned that I have Route 66 music. When I was looking at this trip and I was seeing what cities we were going through, and I was like, okay, Joplin, right, check. Amarillo, Texas, check. Flagstaff, check. This is Charles, so I should take this one. One moment. Hi, sweet. Lynette just called, and I was going to call her back. I was about ready to call you sweetie. So, anyways, what's up with you, buddy? Well, at this point, I can see the airport. Well, that's fine. No problem. No, I'm good. I'm good. When you get close, just holler at me, and then we'll figure out, you know, where we're going to meet up and stuff, so it's no problem. All right, see you in a few. All right, bye. We had talked about him meeting me out here at 3:30, and I told him I was going to leave at 3, and I'm actually out here just slightly early. So I will get my car in storage, and then I will get my stuff and head into the airport. The reason I'm bringing my car to the airport is that I will get in at 10:30 on Sunday morning, if all goes according to plan. I will get in at 10:30 on Sunday morning, and there ain't much nobody to come pick me up at 10:30 on Sunday morning in our plan. And so I just thought, oh, I just might as well just bring my car out here. We'll drop it off here. I'll pay for a couple of days of parking. And then when I fly back in, it'll be here, and I will just drive on home. So that's the plan. And I have never parked my car down here before, so I'm just looking to see what there is to see. I think I'm probably long-term parking. Looking. Left lane, long-term. Right lane, short-term. Okay, we're good. Anyways, I'm picking up the ticket. That's going to be the substitute for picking up my mail. Picking up the ticket. So this will be fun. Looking forward to an adventure and looking forward to seeing what God has for us. Let's see, maximum per day. That's fine. So I should be back in, and it's 1, 2, 3. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Little more expensive than I thought it was going to be, but you know what? That is okay. The car will be out here, and we'll be ready to go. So I'm having to look for a parking place and talk at the same time. Focus, Phil, focus. Anyways, so I will tell you about, I'll give you the synopsis of the trip next week when I get back in. And I'm sure we will have stories to tell. Last night when Charles's battery went bad and it was 9:30 and we're out there, you know, I've got the wrenches out there and he's changing the battery, pulling it out and getting ready to put it, you know, go to Walmart, get a new one. We were saying, well, a little excitement. So, which it was. We just had a little excitement, but he said he put the new battery in and everything was good. So we expect to have a good trip. And if there's any additional excitement, we will be just fine. Anyways, I have made it to the airport. And I will upload this on Sunday night or Monday when I get back. And then maybe next week I'll tell you about my exciting adventure. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it to the airport.